The Democratic Alliance refers the Minister of Higher Education and Training, Dr. Nobuhle Nkabane, to the Ethics Committee of Parliament for lying to Parliament. This is after the Minister assured the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training that all members who served on the CETA Board Chairperson's Selection and Evaluation Panel were independent. Today, the Minister has revealed the names of these ghost panel members. One is Advocate Terumo Tau, who was supposedly the chairperson of this panel, who never attended any meetings, which begs the question, who actually chaired these meetings. The second is Asisipho Solani, who's a former SASCO leader, a former member of the Western Cape ANC Youth League in its interim leadership, but is also currently the advisor of the Minister of Higher Education and Training. The third person here is Nelisiwe Semane, who's the chief of staff of the Minister of Higher Education in her office. We also have Mabuza Ngubane, who's the chief director for CETA coordination in the Department of Higher Education, as well as Rulani Ngwenya, who's currently the deputy director general for corporate services within the Department of Higher Education. So this is a clear indictment. This was a clear case of cadre deployment. We also want to know the second name of the person that was missing altogether, that the minister is concealing and refusing to tell us. Who is that person? So the DA will also request that all minutes of the panel be made available to the committee in full, as well as the reports that were sent to the National Skills Authority for the final consideration of the appointment.